It's the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, worldwide via the internet. Betty Murray is a certified nutritionist and Fox News Radio expert. Betty, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I saw the story that Disney is banning junk food ads from TV. Tell us what you know about this.
So Disney yesterday announced that starting in 2015, they're going to ban junk food ads, both fast food and, you know, junk snack food, from their morning shows on Saturday and any other TV advertisements with their own brand. So as a ploy to start working on childhood obesity.
What do you think about this?
You know, I think, first off, it's fantastic that they, you know, stuck their neck out because it's potential advertising dollars that they will lose. So I would say stepping forward and doing that's a fantastic thing. You know, my biggest concern would be, is it going to get watered down between now and 2015? You know, today we have a lot of marketing that's on packaging that is not necessarily accurate, that confuses people as to whether food is really healthful or not. So at least they are trying.
I know you're a certified nutritionist, but I want to get your take on how much you think kids are influenced by what they see on TV. For example, I have an 11 and an 8-year-old. They're boys. They watch, I guess, their share of TV, although we do monitor that. But it doesn't affect them much. They're not running up to me saying, "Dad, I want a Coke," or "Dad, I want to go to McDonald's," and, although they want to do those anyway. How much do you think TV influences kids to want and to bug their parents for products?
You know, I would say as children grow up, they become a little more discerning about what they like, but very small toddlers, you know, the 2 to 5-year-old range, absolutely are heavily influenced. The marketing industry is $30 billion for advertising to children. And we know that 2-year-olds, they did a study, that 2-year-olds can recognize the Golden Arches, Starbucks logo, but they cannot recognize a carrot. So,
who's the blame for children's weight gain?
You know, ultimately, it depends on the parents. Kids can't get in the car and drive through a drive-thru on their own. So, or the caregiver, let me actually say that's more accurate. So ultimately, it's up to us to monitor what our children are eating. And, you know, marketing definitely plays a ploy because it you know, anybody that's been in a car with a 3-year-old bent on going to McDonald's knows that at some point, a lot of times, you just give up. But you know, we're the ones that have to make the choice to feed them healthy or not.
But everything in moderation, and we should be okay with our kids, right?
Well, you know, yes, everything in moderation, ideally, but most of the junk food and the fast food that we're eating is empty of nutrients, high amounts of sugar and salt and saturated fats, which we all know, but there's also preservatives and additives that have a drug-like effect in the brain. So, you know, I would say a much more limited in moderation view than what we normally take as moderation in the United States.
Betty, I keep wondering when someone's going to come out with nutritionally sound chips and candy and that kind of thing. Is that possible?
Well, you know, ultimately, the hardest part is in order for something to be healthy, it has to actually have some life left in it, which means it doesn't have shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest challenge, is you can make a healthier choice of a French fry by making baked oven fries and things like that, but it just doesn't have shelf life. So that's the biggest challenge, is you actually have to cook in order to make healthier choices.
Betty Murray is a certified nutritionist and a Fox News Radio expert. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
It's the Tony Conley Morning Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.